Former Mayor Bob Berkoven. Bob, I wanted to issue a response or a statement concerning this final report or this final grievance report. Go ahead, Bob.
Thank you. Steve, I just get a little confused with all these opinions from various attorneys, but March 31st, 2016, Ben Thomas from Wohl Johnson Attorneys and Counselors at Law, and I'm just taking a paragraph out of an opinion. He said, each of the four submissions from City Administrator Shelkoff, Chief Thompson, Lieutenant Swenson, and Attorney Russell Meyer entitled grievance. However, none of the grievances specifically address concerns regarding wages, hours, conditions of employment, or the disciplinary process. Instead, the two complaints that do warrant an investigation would be that of Lieutenant Swenson and City Administrator Dave Shelkoff. Then in the Times Record, Pat Monson was hired after Mr. Thomas gave his opinion, and Pat Monson, who works for the Center for Mediation and Consultation in Fargo and is also an attorney, examined these grievances by the four grievers, and she found that three of them had merit, and that would be Russell Myers, a city attorney, City Administrator Shelkoff, and Police Chief Thompson. And I'm just wondering if the next step would maybe be the North Dakota Supreme Court, because the attorneys just can't seem to agree on anything anymore. And so we take the ones we're acknowledging, Pat Monson, and I think I was interviewed by her, and I was disappointed. I thought it was a bias interview, prejudice maybe, and I was disappointed in the interview with her. But maybe the North Dakota Supreme Court is the next step, and see what happens.
So, Bob, are you saying that normally, I think, don't we seek attorney general's opinions on this, but you think that it could get to that step, but or is this something that you're kind of looking at to see if it could get to that step, or are you still in the exploratory stage?
I resigned, not because of this, but I resigned a week or so ago, and that's what I want to do. Everybody should be happy now because I'm not around there anymore bullying anybody. So I'm happy with that. They can put everything they want to in the paper or make these decisions. This is strictly an administrative thing anyway. It's not a felony or a misdemeanor or whatever. And so I'm ready to close the door on it.
Former Mayor Bob Berkoven here on KOVC.